Yellow Springs will soon have a new village manager. The village council has appointed former Yellow Springs resident and Antioch College alum Josue Salmeron to replace Patty Bates. Bates has occupied the village manager's office for almost 5 years and plans to retire at the end of June. We spoke with Bates, who says she'll cherish many fond memories of her time in Yellow Springs government.
The Martin Luther King celebration, that is such a wonderful event, and it's so inspiring. I love that event. The flash mob, I mean, who else has a senior flash mob that does the dance routine? There is so much to this community that I just really enjoy having served here.
What do you feel are some of your proudest accomplishments over the past 5 years?
As far as projects, I would say getting the new water plant built and online and actually bringing it in slightly under the budget that we had, because that was a very important infrastructure project for the villagers. There are two other things. One is bringing Cresco to the village. I mean, that was a very important project for economic development. And then building a really cohesive team for the village. We've made some personnel changes and some organizational structure changes. And I feel like we now have a really cohesive, very competent, very dedicated team providing to the villagers what they need.
There was the incident on New Year's Eve with the police officer, and, you know, many residents felt dissatisfied with that process. So I wonder if you could update us on where does it stand now, and what do you feel the impact of that incident has been in the village in terms of trust among residents?
I think that it definitely had a negative impact on the trust between the residents, the village in general, and the police department specifically. We've worked really hard to regain that trust by looking thoroughly into the incident and taking the steps that we felt were necessary. We are right now in the middle of an assessment of our police department to try to move the department more toward the local policing that our residents want. It's very important that both sides have open dialogue and talk about these issues as they come up and call me, call the chief. That's how we get these issues out and get things figured out.
How have you seen the issue of affordability in the village change during your time in office? How would you say the cost of living is here in the village?
As far as the cost of property itself, it is very expensive here in the village. So the question is there a creative way to fund things other than with property taxes? Possibly there are, and I've been asked to look into some of those things, and I will before I leave. We have made commitments in our electric utility to carry a heavily green portfolio with renewable energies, and that does drive up the cost. We are working now to make those improvements that need to be made to keep the system up and operating. That is adding to the capital costs.
Do you feel like Yellow Springs will continue to be a place where you don't have to be wealthy in order to live and buy a home? Do you see that improving?
Well, the village is actively working on affordable housing. We have established the Manager's Housing Advisory Board, which is actively working on a plan for the Glass Farm that includes a good portion of affordable housing and affordable for sale and rental, as well as some market rate homes. And we're very cognizant of the need to balance the affordable housing with the market rate. Think about how that will impact the need for services and all those other things. There's a lot going on to try to address that.
Now that you've put together this team that's more coordinated and more efficient, like you say, so why retire now?
I have been doing this for almost 35 years, and it's just time for me to step back and take a little bit of a breather. I do have some family obligations that I need to fulfill as far as caring for my dad. I'm sure in 6 or 8 months I'm going to be bored out of my mind and have read all of those books that I have stacked up on the shelf that I haven't gotten to. But as far as time for me to step aside and just let somebody else come in and build on what I've been able to do.